$8 million. Also, Northwest Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park Cotati, and Guerneville will also get upgrades, and a new library is planned for Southwest Santa Rosa. The facilities will close during construction, but residents can still check out books online or at temporary locations. The missing door plug from that Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet that fell off the plane Friday night has now been found in the backyard of a home in Oregon, along with two cell phones. Unfortunately, the cockpit voice recorder on board the plane was inadvertently taped over, so there is no record of the event from inside the plane. No one was injured. The FAA has grounded 171 of the Boeing MAX 9 planes for inspection. Congressional leaders have come to a funding agreement to try and avoid a government shutdown that would hurt millions of Americans. Lawmakers reached a $1.66 trillion spending agreement to keep the government's doors open in 2024, which includes $886 billion in defense spending and $772 billion in domestic non-defense spending. The full House and Senate still have to pass the agreement and then send it on to President Biden's desk for his signature. Singer Michael Bolton is recuperating at home after emergency brain surgery. Bolton writes on social media, his doctors discovered a brain tumor right before the holidays that required immediate surgery. He says he'll take a break from touring for the next few months to focus on his recovery. It is time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County, and we continue to look good. I don't have any stalls, accidents, or delays out there to report. Again, the roadways are a little icy. We do have that frost advisory until 10 a.m. Our KZST news time is now 7:32.
Finding the right place for yourself or a loved one is becoming more and more challenging. My name is Sean, and I invite you to come experience Arbol Residences. We've been serving Santa Rosa seniors for over 20 years.
Arbol Residences is a senior living community offering a continuing level of care, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing.
We offer licensed nursing care 7 days a week, a rarity in this area. Arbol is more than fully staffed across all care levels, which you may have heard is also hard to find these days.
Caring and highly trained staff make all the difference in the world. The main goal is to do everything possible to keep residents happy and healthy in order to live their best life possible.
I invite you to come and see the difference. Call today to reserve your experience.
More information online at arbolsantarosa.com, RCFE number 496-803-785, CDPH number 01000430.
Win big this January at Graton Resort and Casino. Drive home in a brand new Toyota Tundra in the $150,000 Tundra and Cash Giveaway. Saturday, January 27th. Drawings every hour, 6 to 10 p.m. Get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune Slot Tournament. 40 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Every Thursday now through March 28th. Not yet a Graton Rewards member? Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
With Indeed, the all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, the Warriors lost to Toronto 133-118. Chris Kirk won the century in Hawaii by one shot at 29 under par. The PGA Tour now hops over to Oahu for the Sony Open. And tonight is the college football national championship game between Michigan and Washington. Coverage starts at 4:30. Your forecast, a frost advisory until 10 a.m. this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with low 50s. It will be a cool afternoon. Tonight, turning cloudy, a slight chance for some overnight showers, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, do expect showers with mid to upper 50s. Showers are likely on Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Fossil hunters are celebrating the discovery of a mammoth tusk and other bones unearthed at a coal mine in North Dakota. The collection of bones was found while shoveling a giant mound of dirt into a dump truck. More digging by paleontologists unearthed more bones, likely the most complete mammoth specimen ever found in North Dakota. The tusk alone is 7 feet long, weighs over 50 pounds, and is more than 10,000 years old. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brian Talon.
Debbie Abrams in the morning on KZST. You either love her or you're wrong.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll that backwood, babe, and play me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you. Last night on the last flight to you, I took a whole day up trying to get way up. Ooh. We spent the daylight trying to make things right between us. And now it's all good, babe. Roll that backwood, babe. Let me blow.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Oh, cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah. Cause girls like you run around with guys.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 7:39, 38 chilly degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams. A frost advisory in place this morning. So cold, you really don't even want to get out of bed. Speaking of beds, okay, who gets up at the crack of dawn like me? Hopefully you don't, but either way, I have a solution for you to get a better night's sleep no matter what time you go to bed or wake up. Two words, Sleep City. Gotta say, since I bought my Sleep City mattress, the Posh and Lavish, it has rocked my world, my dream world. I mean, it's darn comfy and I sleep great now. And can I just say the timing is perfect? New year, new mattress, better sleep, because mattresses matter. Sleep City is locally owned by Mark Thomas. He's been in business here for over 35 years. He has five stores around Sonoma County, two in Santa Rosa, one in Petaluma, one in Napa, and my store, the Windsor location on Hembry Lane. That's where I bought mine, and they even let me play around and test all of them. I am sure they will let you do the same. Mark knows his mattresses and has great selection, high quality products, and loves the customers. Head to a Sleep City store near you today or check them out online at sleepcitybeds.com. It beats counting sheep. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
Hey there, drivers. Looking for some savings? Oil Stops got you covered with January savings. Monday through Saturday, get $20 off your oil change at Oil Stop in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, and Petaluma. That's right, $20 off just for mentioning you heard it on the radio. It's our way of making your new year a whole lot brighter. Remember, be sure to mention you heard it on the radio for $20 off. January savings at Oil Stop Drive-Thru Oil Change, where your car gets the care it deserves.
Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
KCST.
Degrees in Santa Rosa on your Monday. Cloudy skies today. Temperatures only in the low 50s. And up next,
it's time for Debbie's not so random thought of the hour on KZST.
Well, my New Year's resolution is to be more positive and less sarcastic. I wonder how long this BS fantasy will last.
Give you, maybe.
90.1 KZST. Welcome to your Monday in the California wine country. It is 7:52, 38 chilly degrees. Good morning.
This is Austin from More Home Services. If you're thinking about replacing your heating and cooling system, now is the perfect time to take action. It's More Home Services' end-of-the-year blowout, and it's happening right now. We've got a limited number of high-efficiency furnace, AC, and heat pump systems in our warehouse, and we're offering $2,750 off qualifying systems. If you buy between now and the end of the year, no gimmicks, no games, just a great price for buying now. If you got a quote elsewhere, we'd be happy to give you a second opinion. This is one of our best discounts of the year, but you have to hurry. When the systems are gone, the sale is over. Call More Home Services for details and get up to $2,750 off any qualifying high-efficiency furnace, AC, or heat pump system. Our number is 707-505-8000 or online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or morehomeservices.com.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
KZST.
And you can dance for inspiration. Come on, come on, come on. I'm waiting. Get into the groove, boy. You got to prove your love to me. Be
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 8th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. Look for areas of frost this morning. It's cold out there. We are currently sitting at 39 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A Windsor man remains behind bars this morning following being arrested Friday for an assault and pointing a gun at two people. 28-year-old Brandon Lowry was arrested at a relative's home in Santa Rosa following the attack. Police then searched his Windsor home, finding multiple weapons, body armor, ammunition, weapons manufacturing equipment, and methamphetamines. The first U.S. lunar lander in more than 50 years is on its way to the moon. The private lander blasted off this morning from Cape Canaveral, Florida, catching a ride on a brand new rocket. United Launch Alliance's Vulcan rocket streaked through the pre-dawn sky, successfully putting the Peregrine lander on its way to the moon. The landing is targeted for February 23rd.